This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're now joined officially by USA Radio, which starts with that 6 minutes on radio with news and traffic and weather. And we start on Newsmax, and then we do a relaunch, and now we're back. And I was talking about the idiocy of CNN demanding more diversity among Trump's task force to fight coronavirus. Listen, this is the most serious threat in I don't know how many years since there were plagues around the world. And I'm the first guy in America that I know of on national TV that 2 weeks ago was talking about, or maybe 10 days ago, was talking about, this is not a normal situation. It's not just a few people at risk in China. This, it could be a pandemic all over the world, and it appears from my scientist friends to be the real thing. I said that, and I said China was literally holding back with the truth how many people were infected. It was much worse from day one than anybody knew. And the same thing holds true now. All right, before I get to my commentary, so my point is, do I care if the doctors and scientists on Trump's task force are too white? That they're, as CNN called them, pale males? Do I care? Pale males. They're so concerned with white and black and male and female, I'm surprised they'd say straight pale males. They're so concerned with gay and straight, I'm surprised they'd say some percentage have got to be transgender. Because that's today's Democrat Party. You got to have 5% of all the doctors should be transgender. Folks, I want to stop a pandemic and keep people from dying and keep people from missing 2 weeks of work and most importantly, keep the American economy from dying and the stock market from crashing. I don't think I'm worried about whether the doctors who are good at doing that are white or black. Anyone who is mentally deficient, loco, nuts, a nut job. That's liberalism. Liberalism is a mental illness. These people are sick in the head if they're worried about whether doctors are white or black. If I ever get sick with cancer, I'm going to look up the 10 best doctors in America. And if 9 of them are black, I want them. And if all 10 are white, I want them. I'm not going to complain. My God, there's got to be a black guy in there. I want the black guy to operate on me, even though he's not even the top 100. Whoever's the best should be in that room. And if the scientists who are the best at fighting pandemics, the brightest, the most creative, if they're white, great. If they're black, great. I don't care. They're Americans. I don't see color. How could you look at a room full of scientists and say, too many white guys? Unbelievable. All right. I do want to mention, of course, the Senate voted against impeachment witnesses. 51-49. Lisa Murkowski came through from Alaska. I can't believe it. Lamar Alexander from Tennessee came through. I can't believe it. They voted to end this thing now and to go quickly to an acquittal, although not quickly, because I thought they'd go to acquittal Friday night or Saturday morning, and they're saying they're going to do it on Wednesday. They want to wait for the President's State of the Union, which to me is strange and is worrisome because a lot of bad things could happen between now and Wednesday. Look at the John Bolton suddenly news came out about Bolton's book last week, and it threw the whole thing into a tizzy. What if 10 more charges come out? And they will between now and Wednesday. Because Democrats, look, I may dislike them. I may despise them. I may think they're evil. But, man, they're creative and they're relentless. And they're like a dog with a bone, and they won't let it go. So between now and Wednesday, they're going to have 10 new conspiracy theories, 10 new lies, 10 new witnesses that are corrupt, that are part of the deep state and the D.C. swamp, claiming that Trump did something wrong. 10 more women who claim Trump sexually assaulted them. Something bad in groups of 10 is going to come out between now and Wednesday. Why did you stall this till Wednesday? I'm proud that you voted 51-49 to end the charade. I'm proud that you're going to vote to acquit. Just as I said all along, but I can't believe You're stalling till Wednesday. Why didn't you stay in session and vote tonight? All right, my commentary is coming out on Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, one of the top 20 newspapers in the country, where I'm the star national political columnist and commentator. And it gets syndicated all over the United States because I'm syndicated by Creators Syndicate. So this will be read at a newspaper near you. Meet the moderate candidate of the Democrat Party. The Democrats have a big problem, huge, as President Trump might say. My last column was about extreme, radical, irrational, delusional Democrat candidate Bernie Sanders. He's the new presidential frontrunner for the Democrat Party, and his views are stark, raving mad. The things he believes in turn off and frighten average Americans. You know, the ones who aren't communists and didn't choose to honeymoon in the Soviet Union. Elizabeth Warren, on the other hand, is trying to outdo Bernie. A few weeks ago, she claimed the single most important issue on the border is illegal aliens who are transgender. I kid you not. I wish this was a joke. I wish it was a Saturday Night Live skit. Elizabeth Warren was panicking over transgenders who are stuck on the other side of the border and they can't get in because mean Donald Trump won't let them in because he sealed off the border. And he literally convinced the Mexican government to send troops by the thousands to that border and form Trump's wall, a human wall for Donald Trump. He did it. Mexico's paid for the wall. To radical nutjobs like Elizabeth Warren, it isn't bad enough that open borders are draining the treasury of the United States, that illegal aliens are adding hundreds of billions of dollars to our $22 trillion national debt, that they're using up limited resources for welfare and food stamps and education and health care that should rightfully be spent on American citizens. No, Elizabeth Warren doesn't care about any of that. She wants to pour salt in the wound. She wants to bankrupt this country even faster. She wants you and me to also spend $150,000 a pop so illegal aliens can have free sex change surgeries to change men into women and women into men. She thinks you and I should pay for that. How do you feel about that? And then just days ago, it got worse. Elizabeth Warren said she wants her nominee for Secretary of Education to be vetted by a 9-year-old trans child, in other words, a transgender child. How does a 9-year-old know if they're a boy or a girl? How do they know they shouldn't be a boy when they look like a boy and they have a penis and they were born as a boy? How would they know they're a girl when you're 9 years old? This is Elizabeth Warren. She met this trans child at a CNN town hall, and she wants this child to interview her candidate, her nominee for Secretary of Education. And you can't become the Secretary of Education without being approved by a 9-year-old trans child. Because to radicals like Elizabeth Warren, the problem with education in the United States isn't that it's failing. It isn't teachers' unions that suck, who don't care about the kids, who are greedy, who only care about their salaries and their vacations. It isn't the fact that kids are all failing and left behind all over America, will never get a good job because their education is inferior. To her, the biggest problem is transgenders in the classroom getting their feelings hurt. Now, more rational Democrats might say, Wayne, don't worry about it. Elizabeth Warren will never be the nominee. Everyone realizes she's too radical. And a moderate like Mike Bloomberg will win the Democrat nomination. Okay, I'll play with you. Let's meet the moderate candidate of the Democrat Party up close and personal. Did you know this? Mike Bloomberg just released his vision for gay rights. Are you sitting down? Bloomberg's vision includes transgenders' rights to free sex change surgery and hormone treatment, thereby costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Restrict the sale of health insurance that doesn't provide coverage for sex change surgery and hormone therapy, thereby dramatically increasing the price of all of our health insurance to pay for those $150,000 treatments. You want to pay double or triple for your health insurance so Jack can go up the hill and come down Jill? That's Jack's problem, not mine and not yours. Here's my simple solution. Let Jack work 3 jobs to pay for his own damn surgery because I'm not paying Jack. And how about the right to shelter? Mike Bloomberg wants the right to shelter based on gender identity, meaning Bloomberg will allow men who think they're women to stay in homeless and domestic violence shelters for women. This will lead to women being raped and assaulted and brutalized at the hands of men masquerading as women, ironically inside domestic violence shelters where their women are running away from men. And finally, he supports the passage of the Equality Act, which bars government, schools, and sports organizations from recognizing biological, physiological differences between men and women, and instead recognizes gender identity. Meaning, from now on, if Mike Bloomberg's president, your daughters will be competing at sports events with boys who claim they're girls or who think they're girls. And they'll be showering and using bathrooms and rooming at motels on road trips with boys who claim they're girls and think they're girls. This Bloomberg agenda is so radical, I can't read it without vomiting. This isn't moderate. It's reckless, it's radical, it's dangerous, and it's insane. Mark my words, middle-class America will never, 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 ever, ever vote for anyone with this radical and offensive agenda. Ever. Please keep in mind, Mike Bloomberg is the moderate candidate of today's Democrat Party. Okay? The latest poll is out. I wrote that this morning. What comes out this afternoon? Mike Bloomberg surges and surpasses Elizabeth Warren nationally to move into third place. I'm telling you, it's going to wind up being between Sanders and Bloomberg and Biden. And they think they've got a moderate candidate in Bloomberg. Now you know the truth. There is no moderate candidate in the Democratic Party. There's only radical, extreme, and out of their freaking minds. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we bring you breaking news all the time. And what's more breaking news? I'm an ex-New Yorker, and I'm not a big fan of liberals, and I'm not a big fan of Antifa. They're violent, they're disgusting, they're pathetic. They are troublemakers. They are low class. They are trouble everywhere they go. In Portland, Oregon, they've caused some serious injuries to conservative activists in places like Portland and around the country. An Antifa protest has broken out in New York City, my old stomping grounds, around Grand Central Station and moving outside Grand Central Station. Oh, it's Penn Station. I thought it was Grand Central Station. Oh, both. They're in both places. Okay. I'm here with my trusty board op, Chris. Both places, Penn Station and Grand Central Station. Grand Central takes the trains to Westchester and Connecticut. Penn Station takes the trains and the commuters to Long Island. And so we've got Bernie Kerik, the former heroic police officer and New York City police commissioner under Rudy Giuliani during 9/11. We got him with us to talk about the breaking news right now. Bernie, you're on with War. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
So tell me what's happening in New York City right now. First of all, we knew about this for days, right? I read about this at the beginning of the week. Is New York City's police department, is our finest, prepared for this under Mayor Mayor de Blasio?
There's a couple things, Wayne. One, these clowns put out this message two or three days ago that they were going to create havoc. If the mayor and the governor and the police department are not prepared and not ready, and I think, look, I'll preface this with saying the police department can handle anything as long as they have the support and the backing of the mayor and the governor.
But they don't. We know they don't have the support of the mayor.
Well, listen, if it wasn't for the mayor, the governor, and the city council in New York City, these idiots wouldn't be doing this. They would not be doing this. They've been emboldened by these, you know, this socialist atmosphere, this anti-cop atmosphere.
Right.
They've been emboldened by that. The police department should have a massive, and I mean massive, thousands of cops. They should have a massive police presence, and every one of these idiots should be locked up for terroristic threats, for harassment, for resisting arrest, for anything and everything they do, they should be charged with. And if they're not, this kind of stuff is going to continue. They can't get away with terrorizing the public. And if you watch their video, the J-31 video, that's exactly what they're doing. This is a violation of people's civil rights. The FBI, the Justice Department should get involved. I think they should have been classified as a terrorist
organization. Yes,
years ago. I wrote about this 2 years ago. You know, and I think this is insanity. You know, and these clowns are, you know, they're running around New York City saying everything should be free. We should be able to get on the subways for free. Well, who the hell's going to pay for it?
Right.
If it's for free.
Well, you know, if it's bad tonight, Bernie, if it's anarchy tonight and it turns into a full-scale riot, which we don't know that it is, but if it does, maybe that will spur President Trump to finally designate Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. That's what he should have done, I think, and should do if something bad turns out tonight, or if there are more bad protests and riots around the country in the coming days. It's time to classify them as terrorists.
You know, you have two different atmosphere of leadership here. You know, I can assure you, if President Trump was the mayor or the governor of New York or the mayor of New York City, this stuff wouldn't be happening. The bottom line is, it's only happening because you have a leftist-leaning socialist mayor, you have a left-leaning liberal governor, and you have a city council that's completely off the rails.
Well, listen, more importantly, it wouldn't be happening if you had Bernie Kerik as the police commissioner of New York. There's no way this would happen with you in charge.
Well, I could assure that because Rudy Giuliani would have his foot up my behind, telling me that, you know, this is not going to happen.
Let me ask you one last quick question because we're running out of time. Just quickly, you know a lot of cops, I'm sure, still. Lots and lots of NYPD cops.
Yeah.
Do you think they're, even if they're there in a big presence, does de Blasio even allow them to do what needs to be done, or are their hands tied behind their back?
Well, I think that's going to be up to the police commissioner. I think, you know, they already know what de Blasio's like. He has a history of not identifying, not supporting the cops. You know, I think it's going to be up to the new police commissioner. If I was him, I'd just do the job I was sworn to do, and I'd lock every one of these idiots up.
All right, Bernie Kerik, I wish you were the police commissioner, but he's not, but he's kind enough to check in on our show. Thank you, Bernie. Appreciate it. God bless. Have a great weekend, and hopefully not too bad in New York this weekend. I hope not. We'll see. Let's keep an eye on it. And if it gets bad, President Trump, if you're watching tonight, we know he likes the show, designate Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
War now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Two Republican senators broke rank and voted yes. Susan Collins and Mitt Romney. others were along party lines. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said,
America will remember this day, unfortunately, where the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities, where the Senate turned away from truth and went along with a sham trial.
Democrats are meeting to decide on their strategy going forward. A vote to acquit is expected on Wednesday. White House Democratic hopeful John Delaney has made an announcement. He's decided to drop out of the race in his run for the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn, Raw and Unfiltered. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Shooting from the hip, speaking from the heart, here on Newsmax TV. Before I get to all the calls, I've got one thing to tell you about. I mentioned this, I don't know if it was yesterday's show. I think it was the day before. It was Wednesday's show. And I know I talked about it at length on my national radio show on USA Radio Network. But I don't remember how much I talked about it here on this show on Newsmax. But there was a very important election on Tuesday. And the results came in Tuesday night. Democrats thought they were going to get a huge victory, a huge upset victory in Houston, Texas suburbs. And they got beaten badly by 16 points in a special election, not for Congress, just a state legislative seat, a state representative seat in Texas. I assume that means state senate. I think that's what that means. Possibly could be even assembly. But millions of dollars were spent on the race. Outside groups poured millions in for the Democrat because Trump won the district by 10 points for president in 16. And then in 18, when Beto O'Rourke ran for U.S. Senate against Ted Cruz, Beto lost by only 3 points. So it was huge inroads were being made by Democrats, and they thought this was the bellwether race that would show that they were going to beat Trump in Texas in 2020, if they made it even closer or if they beat the Republican candidate. Well, the Republican won by 16 points, landslide, 16-point landslide. Gary Gates, the Republican, beat Democrat educator Elise Markowitz 58-42, the most ballots ever cast in this district for an election in an off year, 30,000. Democrats poured more than $1 million into the contest. They pinned their hopes on Beto O'Rourke showing 2 years ago, and then Beto O'Rourke campaigned day and night in the district for this Democrat woman, this educator, Elise Markowitz. And listen to the endorsements Markowitz got. She was endorsed by former Vice President Joe Biden, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and former Housing and Urban Development Secretary under Obama, Julian Castro, who hails from San Antonio, Texas. So $1 million poured in endorsements for a state legislative race from the top people running for president of the United States and the former vice president of the United States. And she loses by 16-point landslide. So Democrats aren't winning Texas, and they're not winning suburbs, and suburban women aren't rushing to the Democrat Party anymore because of what I just read you. I was on Bill Maher's show 2 years ago. No, 3 years ago now. And I told him Trump would win the election. And he brought up transgenders to me in front of his audience. And I said, bridge too far. You can bring up gay rights. You can bring up gay marriage. You can't bring up transgenders and think you're going to get suburban men and women to vote for you. Trump will trounce you guys because you keep bringing up transgender issues. You're out of your mind. You sound like you're mentally ill. Transgender bathroom issues and transgender surgery issues don't work with normal blue-collar Americans. Normal red, white, blue patriotic men aren't voting for you when you bring up transgenders. It's a bridge too far. And the audience booed me and hissed me at Bill Maher's show, real time, on HBO. But Bill Maher said to the audience, no, 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 stop it. Wayne's probably right. Probably is too far. See, Bill Maher is a liberal, but and he's funny, and he's vicious, and he hates Republicans, and he hates Trump, but he's also a man of common sense. I always found him to be kind of a common sense guy on the edges. When it comes to taxes, when it comes to Israel, when it comes to radical Islam, he borders occasionally on common sense and moderate middle of the road with a little bit of conservative when it comes to Islam and how dangerous it is to the rest of us, at least radical Islam. So he realized I was right about that. And I'm telling you, Democrats have gone too far on transgender issues. They make what I was talking about with Bill Maher in 2015-16 look moderate. We were talking about transgender bathrooms. We weren't talking about paying for Medicare for All so everybody gets a free $150,000 transition sex change surgery. We weren't talking about that. Democrats want that. Michael Bloomberg wants that. Bridge too far. This was the longest bridge in the world. Nobody normal, middle class, is going to ever vote for someone who believes in incredibly stupid, radical, strange things like that. Nobody. It's a bridge to eternity. It's a bridge you're never coming back from. It's a bridge to anonymity. You'll never win another election, so Democrats, please, keep talking about transgender surgeries and transgender illegal aliens at the border and transgenders who are vetting the Cabinet Secretary for Education in the United States of America. Keep talking about it, and we'll win in such a big landslide that it'll make your head spin. Let's take some calls. Who do you want me to go to first? Michael in Colorado, right? Line three. Michael in Colorado, first in line. Hey, Michael, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. Well, I had 3 points to make, and you made the first one at the top of the show, and I'll go through this quickly. Number two point was about this coronavirus. Man, just wait till it gets into the homeless population in California. It's just a matter of time. And number three, talk about America first. I have a quick little plan. There's about 400 million people in this country. Let's take 200 million out of foreign aid. Give $500,000 to each head of the household in this country, a verified citizen that makes $170,000 less, so the congressmen don't give them. Give each one of those heads of the households $500,000, and you watch this economy just absolutely explodes. It won't cost anybody anything, and it'll show these other countries that we're giving our money to that, hey, you know what? We've got the power. We've got the money, and that's the way it is.
All right, so wait, hold on. So I want to debate you a little bit on this one, Michael. I want to debate you a little.
Okay.
I'm on your side. I don't disagree with the theory to cut down on foreign aid and take the money and give it to the average middle-class American, and we'll all cheer. So I'm with you. I just think your math is way off. First of all, there's not 400 million people in America. There's 330-odd million Americans, maybe 335 million. So it's not 400 million. But even if it was 400 million, you divide it in half, 200 million. We don't give that much foreign aid. It's not that much money. I think we give away about 40 billion a year in foreign aid. So you divide that by 200 million people. It's not 500,000 each. It might be $500 each. It might be $1,000 each. I don't think you could give 500,000 to each one of 200 million people. I think the math would add up to trillions of dollars. I've never been good in the middle of my TV show to add math on the run, but I think you're giving way too much money away. You're assuming we give way more to foreign aid than we do. We give $3 billion to Israel, and I think we give $10 billion to our enemies. That's $13 billion. I think we give a total of $40 billion a year in foreign aid to the whole world. $40 billion divided by 200 million Americans, what's the math? I don't even know what that adds up to, but I don't think it's 500,000 a person, is it? I don't think so. Did you do the math?
Well, that's why I'm saying just head of the households only, not everybody, just the head of the households,
okay.
Verified citizens. Now,
got
you
it.
May
okay.
be right. I just did a quick
yeah,
pop
but whatever,
my head,
whatever it is,
but
your theory,
I hope you understand the principle.
No, but your theory is good. I like the general idea, although I would not cut off aid to Israel. I cut it off to all the enemies of the world and take that money and divide it, and I cut it off to some of our allies who should be paying for their own national defense. Germany, Japan, and South Korea. All nice people, good countries, good allies, but why are we paying for their national defense? Cut them off and redistribute the money to the heads of middle-class households. So I'm with you. I think you gave a little, you attributed too much money that each person would get, but even if it's $1,000 to each American in the middle class or $1,000 to each head of a household, either way, it's a good idea. I like it. I'm on your team. Okay? All right. Michael, appreciate the call. Good stuff. Let's take Mark in California on line one. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm not tired of winning.
No, we're winning, baby. Winning.
I like Trump's new song, We've Only Just Begun. Did you hear him? He's always saying, remember that used to be the Carpenters? Remember
yes.
the...
Yes. Karen Carpenter.
That's a good thing to say because you can't keep... You know, just saying, look what I've done. You got to point ahead. You got to settle, especially with independents. And if you're going to pull a couple Democrats, you got to act like there's a lot more to come. But Trump had zero witnesses. Adam Schiff had 17, plus he had Romney and Collins, and Trump just keeps winning. How did you like Senator Hawley? He said, if they get 17 witnesses, why didn't we get 17 witnesses? Then you start.
Well, listen, I'd like to say I love Holly for saying that, but it's such common sense. You know, I would have said it if I was on the Senate floor. I would have said, why do we get 17 times 2? We should have 34. They control the House. We Republicans control the Senate. Why don't we have 34 witnesses in our half? Why would you let them control our Senate? You didn't let Republicans control your House. Why don't we get control of our Senate? But Mitch McConnell's an idiot, by the way, just for allowing this to go to next Wednesday. Why are we stalling the vote? Why didn't we vote tonight or tomorrow morning? They're going to do all kinds of bad things between now and Wednesday, Democrats. Guarantee you. They're going to bring things out of the closet. If you thought Bolton's book was bad and shouldn't have been allowed and involved national security, and he lied to sell books, which I guarantee you Bolton lied to sell books. But if you think that was bad, wait till you see what they're going to pull between now and next Wednesday when the vote comes. Oh, my gosh. So, yes, we're winning from the top with Trump, but we're losing in the House and the Senate with a bunch of weak-willed pipsqueaks who are afraid of their own shadow. Fight these people. Haven't you learned from Trump? Be vicious. We don't need to be nice to people that hate us and want to destroy us and tar and feather us and hang us and impeach us and put us in prison. Don't be nice. Don't give them till next Wednesday. All right. Headed to a break. Dr. Joe Williams up next. His message with me in the commercial. Anybody who's got thinning hair, any guy over the age of 50 with thinning hair, this guy is your savior. Listen. Don't run to the bathroom. Don't make a sandwich. Don't surf on the channels. Watch this message now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, thank God it's Friday. It's time for a wonderful weekend. I can't wait to get started. My weekend starts in about 7 minutes, so does yours. Thank God it's Friday. The root's on fire. It's been a great week. We've imparted you with a lot of knowledge and a lot of empowerment and a lot of entertainment and a lot of common sense. By the way, I did the math. I actually did the math. If you take $50 billion in foreign aid, I'm almost certain that's about the number. We spend about $50 billion a year in foreign aid. And you divide it into 50 million. That was the caller's idea, head of households. I think there are about 50 million head of households in the United States. I don't know if that's the right number, but if you divide $50 billion by 50 million, it adds up to 1,000 per household. So I knew 500,000 per household sounded way too large. It's about $1,000 for every head of every household. But it's still a great idea. How many people would not go along with that? I think everybody would go along with that. I think it's a great idea for Trump. I think I will actually submit that idea to Trump. We're going to end all the foreign aid to everyone except Israel. So it'll still be about 50 million. And then we'll give a check to every head of every household in America. And each person will get $1,000 they didn't have. That would have gone to strange foreign countries. Like, do you want $1,000 or do you feel better if we give $1 billion to Pakistan? Huh? Who wants to give $1 billion to Pakistan? Who cares about Pakistan? Nobody in America cares about Pakistan. Except a few Pakistani Americans, I guess. But for the most part, no one cares. And they're a nation that doesn't like us. So I don't want to give them any money. Let's grab some calls. Let's take Frank in Jersey. Frank in New Jersey. Frank, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, how are you? Listen,
good.
Wayne.
Good.
Mitt Romney's a bum.
Yes, he is.
To be another John McCain. Shame on him.
He's worse than John McCain.
The Democratic Party is so used to getting their way because the Republicans never had a backbone. Now that Trump is president and he's given them a backbone to fight back, that's why they hate Trump.
Right.
You agree
exactly
with that?
But I'll add something. Let me add one thing. Mitt Romney is not just the guy who hates Trump and he's bitter and he's jealous that he should have been president and instead Obama became president and then Trump. But so he got left out.
I'm sick I voted for him because he's a bum.
He is a bum.
One other thing.
Yes.
The Democrats are going to do everything in their power to make sure that Bernie Sanders is not the nominee. You watch and see what they do to Bernie. They're going to destroy him.
Agree.
And one other thing,
but he still may be the nominee. He still may get it.
But Wayne, let me tell you something else. Somebody, my friend told me you were the best at one time. Who do you like in the Super Bowl?
I can't give that information out free. I've got a website where you can find out what I like. VegasWinners.com. No freebies. VegasWinners.com. I actually earn a very wonderful living as a professional sports handicapper. My pick is at VegasWinners.com. So, sorry I can't give it away free. But in any case, thank you for bringing it up that I was very good at what I did. And I was. I was the best in the country for 30 years before I switched over to politics a few years back and made this my real main living. But sports handicapping is still a very big part of my life. Let's take, we probably have time for at least one or two more calls. Let's take Joe in Kansas, line 3. Joe, you're on with Wade Root. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. I just want to let you know I went to a VA appointment up at the VA in Wichita, Kansas, the Bob Dole VA today. And you should have seen all the red hats up there that said 2020.
And it's not just the red hats. My call screener, Chris, told me that you actually feel you're getting better treatment as a vet under Trump than you've had in the past. Is that correct? Did he get that right?
That is correct. I can see almost any doctor I want to see right now. They are taking care of me. Thank God for Trump, because Trump is taking care of me. And one other thing, thank you. Thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. You're welcome. All right, so how much time we have left, Chris? Less than 2 minutes. Let's grab one last call. Just got to be quick. Let's take Rob in South Dakota. Rob in South Dakota, you got to be quick. Give me like 30 to 45 seconds. Go.
All right, buddy. Hey, I'm 62 years old, raised by kids. My youngest son is gay. And, you know, I don't understand it, and I don't care. But I do care about paying all these taxes for a transgender, a unisex.
Right.
What? Pick one. Jesus.
Right. You know, that's the issue.
We just passed a bill in South Dakota. It's illegal for a young child to decide they want to have a sex.
I agree. How could you let a child under 18 make a decision that alters their sexuality and changes the rest of their life? On the money, Rob. On the money. Great last call. On the money. Because Rob's a conservative who says he's got a gay son. And he doesn't care. It's okay. That's okay. We love our kids no matter what they are. But no way should you and me have to pay for some mixed up person's decision to change their sex. You want to change their sex? I'll be very libertarian. Go do it. Pay for yourself. I'm not paying for any of it, Jack. So Jack can become Jill. Get it? Not doing it. All right. Have yourself a great night. Chris is laughing in my ear. He liked that one. Have yourselves a great night. God bless all of you. And all the cops out there, all the military, active duty, all the veterans, thank you for the sacrifices you made for this country. We love you. We greatly appreciate you. Thank you. And as I leave tonight, you know there's one more message to come from my doctor suggests with this whole coronavirus thing. What's the perfect antidote, we think, we hope, for any sort of virus, colds and flu? My doctor suggests. Stay tuned.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.